The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas, unbeatable for convenience, versatility and efficiency. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
Now, you've read all of the business books that keep telling you about thinking outside the box. Well, maybe you should think inside the box instead, because that's what my next guest, Bernie Kinsella, founder of worldbox.ie, has done, and she's building a right little business out of it. Good morning, Bernie.
Good morning, Conal. How are you?
Tell the world about Worldbox.
So basically, we found that consumers are really underserved and they needed to be able to ship easily. Most people ship once a year because it's a hassle. And with research, we found they would probably ship four or five times if it was easy for them to ship. My background is wheels. We deliver, I'm the MD there. And from a B2B customer, you're extremely well served. You throw your package down for DHL, they collect it and you don't think any of it, and the service is brilliant. But as a consumer, the market's not really that well served. And what we found was, we looked at all the pain points and we did a bit of research, and we found that tourists and consumers find it very hard to ship, because first of all, there's no transparent pricing. You don't know what the price is going to be until you actually get to your local delivery office.
You have to trundle up to unpost and then put it across the counter.
You have to find a box, first of all. So you have to find one, and then you get one and it mightn't be suitable, but it's the only box that you could find. You put your stuff in it, you probably only used half of it but paid for the shipping cost for the full box. There's no evening collections from your home. There's no Saturday, Sunday collections from your home. And people want to be able to have lifestyle products and to be able to actually use the service on their phone or online 24 hours a day at times that suit them.
And you have solved all of these problems.
Well, we believe we have. We believe we have. So initially we started out completely online. So we brought the box out to people and they filled it and we came back and collected it when they're ready. And that still is a third of our business still comes in that way. But consumers said it would be great to be able to pick up the box somewhere else as well, and then we can collect from our house when it's filled. So we started off in Topaz, who were really good to us as a startup, because it's a grab-and-go atmosphere, so especially with a big box. But
you have big news.
We've big news, absolutely. We launched into Tesco 2 weeks ago, just in time for the Christmas market, and it's been absolutely phenomenal for our business. They're allowing us to scale. So they're starting off at 24 Tesco stores and they're going to work with us, and it's such an exciting, and we're embracing it and we're going to make this work. And
so tell me, why has it taken off so well in Tesco?
Well, for a number of reasons. At this time of year, people, what they're actually shipping, Tesco sell all of the items. So huge diaspora market, and everybody's shipping to their loved ones abroad. So it's your Tato, your Barry's or your Lions, whatever your fancy is. Food, PJs, we find are in, send them over, the Christmas PJs.
I love what I learn on the Sunday Business Show. People ship PJs to the countries where they're made.
Yeah. Tesco or Penny's PJs are huge in the boxes. That curry's powder.
Curry powder?
Yeah, huge. Absolutely huge.
Any particular brand, or is it just any old curry powder?
The McDonald's one. It's huge.
For their curry chips?
Yeah, Cadbury's chocolate, as you can imagine, by the box loads. So a little taste of home really goes into the box.
And your way of handling this is you'd go by weight and then...
What we do is, we have four boxes. So we have a 2 kilo, a 5 kilo, a 10 kilo and a 20 kilo box. And they're all pre-priced to 200 countries.
So if I wanted to ship, and I know I'm too late, I wanted to ship 20 kilos, which is pretty chunky, to Australia, that would cost me...
Australia couldn't have picked a more expensive area, thanks to that. It's 110. But it's still a huge shipper
for us.
It's a long way away. Yeah. It is. And it was to get the service right. America's huge at €70, massive.
And for people to understand, 20 kilo is what you put into your travel bag when you're your luggage. Yep. Yes. That's what your allowance is. Now, you're not too late to go to European countries, are you?
European countries, it's to make it before Christmas. Now, there's people still shipping at the moment to Australia and to America, and they'll say they'll take a chance, so we just can't guarantee it'll get there. Maybe half of them will, so we don't like to sell it as we can. The UK will still shop, we'll still receive deliveries all the way up to the end of next week.
What's the business though? How many people are in it, and where can you bring it?
At the moment, there's five of us killing ourselves working a 48-hour day, and we need to recruit at the moment. We're working with Leo, and we're actually out going for grant aid at the moment. So
shout out for them.
Leo Dublin, Dublin. Yeah. So we're going to recruit now in the new year. Also, our World Box is very big at the moment in the hotels, so our big shout out is for the hotels that contact us, because tourists find it very hard to ship. So, and the concierge has exactly the same problem that I have in Wheels office. If somebody phones me and says, or a tourist comes down to reception and says, can I ship, the concierge says, I can't give you a price, leave it with me. So they hold our boxes,
because
they give
the
box to tourists,
fixed price.
Because it's fixed price, and they have a box, which is really hard for tourists. So we're in 200 hotels at the moment. So our big drive now next year is to push through the hotels, five and four. So nearly every five-star hotel is signed up, and we're really getting through the four-star hotels. And what we're finding now is, if a tourist is in the Shelbourne Hotel, when they're travelling on down the country, they're asking now, saying, I used Worldbox in Dublin, do you have the service here? So it's starting to nearly sell itself.
So not alone are you and your four colleagues filling boxes morning and night, you're also still involved in business development. The life of the entrepreneur, isn't it wonderful?
Yeah, I'm learning on the way. I'm making lots of mistakes, let me tell you, every day, you know. And it's extremely interesting. And we're really out of our skins with new skills all the time. But it's fantastic.
Isn't it? Yeah.
No, it is fantastic. And it gives our team, because a lot of that team I've been working with for 20 years, and they've moved into Worldbox as well. And to see the team as well coming up with ideas and how to promote the business and how to push the business and giving everybody a whole new vitality in the business has been fantastic.
Can you bring the idea abroad?
Yeah, we can. We're looking at franchising in the new year. We're launching a new website in January, because we've learned so much and people are asking for other services. And it's you know, we've always been about keeping it simple. So mm-hmm. that gets hard when you grow not to keep it simple, mm-hmm. because as you want other services, it can get a little bit complex. So we're going through major UX work on that at the moment to make our website
user experience. We don't use any of those kinds of terms on the Sunday Business Show. And you said a franchise model. Is it something that's franchisable, or is it something that is worse, nickable? Couldn't I just go off and, if I was in the UK, say, and just copy it?
I think anything is nickable, but what's good is it's our brand. You know, really, it's our brand. It's our Worldbox brand.
Great name.
Yeah, and I think that's huge for us. And we understand the business. And to be honest with you, like a lot of the biggies are of no interest in this end of the market, the consumer market. It's difficult enough to do, but we're willing to take on difficult.
And if anybody wants to contact you, they will find you where? And why, again, repeat that you're looking for hotels, the big hotels. What big hotel chain do you not have that you'd love to have? Have you got Dalata?
We've some of Dalata. We really want, I suppose, we're heading down Kerry Corkway shortly. We'll be down there on a roadshow for myself and Niamh Coleman, our channel manager. We'll be down there for a couple of weeks. So really, every hotel that's five star and four star that particularly has American tourists, I mean, they're looking. And we also do, we have a very busy lost property section as well for people that are leave stuff behind in hotels.
Yeah, you always, just your experience, you suddenly find out, that makes sense.
People need to ship as well. So,
you better shout it. Last days for getting stuff to the UK will be?
Last day will be Wednesday of this week, really.
And
by
Europe?
The time we get the box, Europe will be about Wednesday as side. Yeah. Yeah.
And anybody will find you at worldbox.ie. Okay, Bernie, thank you very much. And when you do expand into the UK, please come back to the Sunday Business Show.
The Sunday Business Show with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas, unbeatable for convenience, versatility and efficiency. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness. Today FM.